This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 493 for Wednesday, July 26. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Wednesday morning despite largely negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil is down, while European rapeseed is up and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Crude oil is in decline as traders await an interest rate decision from the United States Federal Reserve later today. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract is up $2.60 per ton at $826.60. In the U.S., corn and wheat are in negative territory while soybeans are up. Over the next 6 to 14 days, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's weather forecasts are calling for above-average temperatures along with increased chances for rain in the western half of the United States. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan will see scattered showers over the next couple of days, but much of the U.S. Corn Belt will remain dry. Ag Rural is reporting that 47% of the Safrinha corn crop in Brazil's Central South production region has already been harvested, compared to 62% at this time last year. The September corn contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. One-fifth of the growing area for U.S. soybeans is currently under D2 to D4 drought conditions, which will likely cut the crop's projected yield of 52 bushels per acre, estimated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The International Monetary Fund estimated that grain prices may go up 10 to 15% due to Russia's exit from the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which would raise corn prices up to 75 U.S. cents per bushel and soybeans up to $2.20 U.S. per bushel. India's edible oil imports in July are set to total a record 1.86 million tons, 60% more than normal. The August soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.22, while the November contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $14.21. The latest Kansas wheat report said that the state's harvest was 87% complete, while in North Dakota, spring wheat yields in the south and east central regions were above the five-year average. Agritel estimates France's soft wheat harvest to rise 3.3% this year to 34.8 million tons, above the five-year average. The European Union said it would cover expenses for Ukrainian grain exports through solidarity lanes in EU member states such as Poland, Hungary, and Romania. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 27 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.33. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.87. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.17. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.